Go ahead, Billy. We're on a wrestling format this time.
Yep. It's our week in review. And we're going to keep it quick because there will be shows where they need to be a lot longer, like Royal Rumble preview and things of that nature. But this week is very much just a holding pattern show. I mean, SmackDown was a lot better than Raw in terms of those returns, which we'll talk about everybody's returns. But that's really it, I would say, for this week.
Yeah, I mean, we were on a discussion earlier in the week where we said two things happened pretty much on Raw. Because you said right away, Drew was the best thing that happened on Raw, and I agreed with you. I was like, that was entertaining, and that motherfucker's a babyface now. And then, even though he beat the shit out of No Way Jose and the crowd's and I said, look at him with a little gimmick of 1-2-3 now. That's his new thing? That he's saying 1-2-3? Because he says it in a promo, too. The only thing they'll say is 1-2-3, all that kind of shit, and it, like, he's pushing it. So that's the whole fucking when he does his Claymore and he makes the crowd, you know, count it down, which is good for the opponent because they know when to turn around, which is really good. Poor No Way Jose. That's all I kept thinking. I go, you know, you're a superstar in NXT and you come here and this is what the fuck you get. You know, just trash. You get killed. He's the fucking goon in the, you know, Alex the Pug Porto. Like they have a character, but they just lose. And the very first thing of the show, which I laugh that Brock is always like the first one out because I really think he just leaves, right? He comes in and then he fucking leaves. It's like he didn't want anything to do with it. I'll see you later. All I got to do is stand in the fucking ring. Doesn't even have to talk. Stands and fucking leaves. Unbelievable. What a fucking job. But he is good in the ring. I think he's great when it comes to in-ring talent and stuff. But how interesting is that? That he is going to enter the Royal Rumble at number one. And as you were saying, you believe it will be whoever throws him out, which we think will be Drew, will be his Mania opponent.
Yeah, we didn't talk about those returns. Maybe we'll come back to them. But on the SmackDown returns, did you? But we'll come back to them. I'm worried that it will be Cain Velasquez, and this is their way of saying, well, he got beat by Cain.
Oh, God.
And then this is Cain doing, like, you know, because he's not a wrestler.
Yeah.
And they could, if they want him to face Brock again and lose or whatever they want to do at Mania.
So this is his Iran bombing around the area. We'll let you do this.
They could turn around and say, oh, all right, so we have you. Like, we had Brock beat you. Now you're going to beat Brock Lesnar. You're going to put him out of this Royal Rumble thing. And then he'll be like, oh, CC. Like, but it'll be like, you know.
He'll be playing with his own tits.
Yeah, whereas, like, we're like fans are sitting there knowing that this is not equal. But the thing is that I have absolutely no interest in watching that match ever again, especially not at WrestleMania. I just don't think, like, Cain Velasquez automatically comes, you know, translates into a star just because it's been in the UFC. It doesn't mean that every UFC heavyweight champion is going to be okay coming into the WWE. It just doesn't work that way. Like, there's only a few. It'll be Conor McGregor. Brock was able to do it because he was coming back to it. John Jones will translate. A few guys will, just from being successful in UFC doesn't mean that you can come over here and just be.
You
a
think
star.
Jones would, huh?
Oh yeah, Jones, because he can talk.
Yeah, can he stay clean at all? It's another point.
Well, you don't need to be clean, do you, to wrestle, do you?
Well, they'll do their wellness shit,
and maybe even Cormier as well because he's a wrestling fan. So I mean, but that would be it. I'm not looking to take on every UFC guy that there is, and Kane's definitely not one that I saw going into wrestling. So I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in Aleister Black.
It would look like a child standing next to it.
And I think you could get your wish this week because they're doing. I think it's too much if he beats Buddy Murphy three times because there's not really like where can Buddy Murphy go from there when he's lost so many times to him.
Yeah, that's. That gets to me big time with that fucking guy. I mean, good. Here he is again. I'm like, fuck this. And he's like, I can fucking beat you. So.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, so, I mean, they're not telling the story of, they're not building Black up for the Royal Rumble because they're doing this other thing. But at the same time, they could still be building him up to eliminate Brock. I mean, Brock's not winning. I'm just wondering if Heyman did that whole spoiler thing or whatever. I mean, the only thing that good thing that can come out of this is that if somehow we are all wrong and it isn't going to be Roman and Bray Wyatt and Brock does win, then we're getting one belt. We're getting, it's the end of this two belt thing. We're getting a traveling champion who will go from like brand to brand.
That is the dream. I listened to that Corey show and I finally caught up to it. Like I haven't been listening to podcasts at all for the last couple months because I just listened to Chicago radio. And I finally caught up. And I liked a couple things. Like, he actually says a couple things, you know, where it's against the system. You know, it's against the company. And I enjoyed it. He said, oh, it's a cool-looking belt, but it's stupid to have as he's defending this belt. It's like, it's if they changed the Stanley Cup to a giant penguin when the Penguins won. It wouldn't be as, you know, it's not the fucking thing. It's not the Holy Grail if they'd start doing that. And he shit on the IC belt, too, which is great. And he's like, listen, the worst one, they need to change the tag ones because those are horrific. So I'm like, oh, good. He actually said they were shit. So, yeah, it'll be very interesting because this is going to be, well, he'll have most eliminations, Brock. I don't know how long it's going to go. It could be very boring for a while because he's going to throw like the first 10 people out one by one. And they're all going to be the jobbers at least. So it's like, okay, chuck all these slobs, but it's not going to be exciting because you know, okay, well, it's got to get down to, you know, whatever. But does he eventually say, nah, you know, I'm just going to sit here in the corner like the second guy comes in and he's like, oh, fuck. And he goes, no, I'm not going to touch you. And he lets another guy come and he stands in the corner and waits and lets more come in and more come in until there's 10. And then he gets out of the corner just to show his dick is bigger, and he just starts fucking throws everybody out, 10 of them at one. You know, he's like, one by one, fires them all out because they're not then paying attention. He just for shits, you know, and he's laughing about it. But I think the first thing's going to happen is where somebody comes in, they get thrown right out. Somebody comes in, they get thrown right out.
Yeah, most likely, I would say.
That's a hard thing to fill because he's got to stand there then for a fucking 90 seconds. That's a rough. They got to fucking do something. They got to do something to where it's almost number two is Roman or Braun. So then it's like, oh, I guess he's not going to be fucking chucking everybody out one by one. And he's like in the match getting fucking, you're like, he's got to work. And he doesn't just start firing people out, but he's lasting till fucking like 25 or something.
So you don't think they'll do something where number two just comes in and puts him out?
Oh, and puts him out? Hell no. That would be the biggest shock of all. My God, wouldn't that be fucking, you know what? If they want to get us, that's what they need to do. Number two just throws his ass right out.
If number two is like Drew, and then they come in and he like pulls out for, like, he could take him to, see, I wonder if Drew can take a suplex but land on his feet, like in terms of, you know how back, suplex comes. Yeah, and then like, pop out, Claymore, Brock's like getting up free. He just gets clotheslined over the top rope.
God, that would be a hard. That's hard. Yeah, oh my God, that would set up some good shit because Brock would be
that
like embarrassed.
That sets the matchup. Yeah.
That's really good.
I mean, that sets the matchup then. I mean, the thing is that we're doing it like this because we know he's probably not going to win. You can have anybody come in and put him out at any stage. You can do the whole 3-4 elimination thing, but I just feel like it will come early in the first five.
Really? See, I think that would be smart to do because it would be more entertaining for the Royal Rumble itself. Otherwise, like I said, you're going to be sitting there and it's going to be after fucking 10, you're finally going to be like, Jesus Christ, this is a bore. If it goes that long, it's a bore.
As much as you don't have big superstars anymore because we see them too much. That's the main problem. You also don't have the jobbers either. So, I mean, the thing is that when you look at the top 15 guys on each brand, and even if you think maybe some NXT guys will make it into here, like you got Owens. Let me just actually use the website instead rather than me just randomly reeling off names.
What are you thinking? Like who their jobber people are?
Yeah, I'm wondering how low down.
Major Brothers are one after another. They're first. You got No Way Jose. Yeah, he's
the
out there.
I don't think that they are in the.
You don't think they'd be in?
I don't think they're in the 30 people. Like, hold on. So let me look at the. I'll look at the decent enough people that we'll get in. Andrade, Truth. Oh, hold on.
Oh, these are people who are supposedly in so far.
No, they're not in. But okay, like, I just don't they'll be in.
Okay.
All right. So
I'll mark them down as you go.
All right. Styles.
Uh huh.
Black. Andrade. Lashley. Murphy. Drew. Eric Rowan. Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, Kevin Owens.
That's 10.
Now, I'm going past guys like Mojo Rawley. I'm not okay. No Way Jose. I'm not putting them in. Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, Ricochet, R-Truth.
You said R-Truth.
Oh, okay. Rusev.
Okay.
Samoa Joe.
That's 15.
Seth Rollins.
AOP?
Yeah, an AOP.
Okay.
Big E.
Mm-hmm.
Kofi.
Mm-hmm. That's Braun. 21.
Braun Strowman.
Braun, okay.
Nakamura.
Mm-hmm. Does Sammy get in here?
No. Okay. Ziggler.
All right.
Elias.
That's 25.
Miz.
Mm-hmm.
Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
Mustafa Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Sheamus.
And Brock Lesnar.
Yep. That's 30. That's a zero job to rumble. That's a zero job to rumble.
See, I'm thinking, who gets taken out of there for the fucking three jobbers that come in for Brock?
Exactly. And that's it. I didn't include Daniel Bryan's in the championship match.
Mm-hmm.
Becky's facing Oscar. Lacey Evans is facing Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that. The weird thing is that they're doing so many rematches on Raw this week with Rusev and Lashley and Orton and AJ and stuff. So all these guys are doing their matches this week on Raw because they're going to be in the Rumble.
Yeah.
So you would think around that they're only going to do title matches. So the only two guys I can think that would be taken out are Andrade and Mysterio and Braun and Nakamura possibly. But then I would still think usually... After intercontinental title matches, you do still do the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, because they seem to now. That
so it's just,
those days
it
have
really
stopped.
Is, yeah, it really is just Bryan. And this is without an NXT guy in it. So I would think Ciampa goes
in.
So this is the thing, right? I remember they used to do the 40-man and it was like way too padded out.
Yeah.
Whereas this time, you've got a massive, massive upper mid card and then a big gap down to the jobbers, and then you've got no real main event guys. Like, you've got really only four or five. So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That jobber rumble, I was thinking about it, and I don't think you have 10 guys for him to throw out before someone comes in. I think you only have five or four.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, yeah, and maybe, you know, R-Truth might be.
And that even gets it expendable to the point where, okay, so here's what I would do, right? This is how you make Brock look okay. So you start with Kofi because and it looks like Kofi's getting some shit on him because he lost the belt and stuff. And for like a minute and a half, he's hitting a aerial shit. And then Brock chucks him out. And then Big E comes out. He hits some shit on him. This looks really racist. I didn't do this on purpose because you'll hear how it sounds in a minute. So Big E comes out. He comes out. He gets some shit on him. But then Big E goes out too. Then Truth comes out. But then Truth is followed by all the jobbers that are not in the Rumble, right?
Uh-huh.
So they all run into the ring, and Brock just beats the fuck out of all of them. Like, all the 24/7 guys that, uh-huh. that followed Truth into the ring. Yeah. He tries to put them out. He puts them out. But then, as he's, like, doing that, Truth comes back into the ring, and it actually looks like Truth is about to eliminate Brock. Mm-hmm. It looks like a real spot. And then eventually, like, Brock doesn't go over the top rope, and he puts Truth out. But, like, that's the end of all that chaos. It's Brock beating up, like, 20 guys and almost going out and then surviving. And then, like, the guy that's facing him at WrestleMania comes out, number four, and puts him out.
Mm. And you know what? It would be better if it was, like you're saying, around four or five, something like that, that it is Drew, because it's after Brock is just chucking people like they're garbage, and this is a joke, yes. and people are bored. The pop yeah, so that it would get it when his fucking music hits is like,
with
yes.
With my 24/7 spot that I just said, with these guys coming in after Truth, it looks like he threw out 20 people anyway, but he didn't. He just threw out all the... And it's not official, mm-hmm. but it still looks good. So
do you think you could pitch this and have him... Like, he'd have to almost talk to them delicately, be like, all right, what's the plan? Is Brock actually going to win? Because if not, here's an idea. You know? Because it's like, hey, I have an idea. I win. You know, one of those things. But...
Yeah.
But I mean, he could say, like, it looks like it's going that direction anyway, so it's not like he's just not involved and all of a sudden going, hey, here's an idea, I win, you know? So...
I mean, the thing is that you could do is that you could have two... You could have Brock and the guy who's going to put him out. So the guy that that's going to put him out comes in number three, right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't put him out straight away. All they do is exchange 50-50 offense,
mm-hmm.
so which ends with a double clothesline with of each other,
yeah. Hogan and then Warrior Truth, spot.
Yeah, and then as they're getting up, Truth comes in for like four instead, and he's like coming to the ring, but he doesn't lay a finger on any of those two because the 24/7 crew are behind them, and then together they beat them up, like Brock and whoever the guy is. Yeah. So let's say it's Drew. Together they beat up them. They beat up the 24/7 guys. And or Brock does more than Drew does.
Yeah.
But because Brock got up first, he's then while he's doing this, he doesn't see Drew get up and kick him in the face. Well, so it's more like, what the hell? You got distracted and you got kicked. You got eliminated.
I like the first one better, to where Brock kills them all and throws them out and kind of laughs like, this is easy and this is garbage, and then the countdown happens. Because then it's the fucking explosion of the pop. Like, now you're going to fucking get it. One of those.
Yeah, but then it's just getting Brock Lesnar to agree to someone coming down, and they're just... I mean, he's agreed to other things.
Yeah, where I don't think he's going to be like, no, I have to fucking... He don't give a fuck. His paycheck clears. But I would suggest that this is pitched to Paul first and see... I mean, because I think it's easier to talk to Paul and have him say, so is... he gonna win? Because I have an idea otherwise, you know. And I don't think Paul's like, oh, you're trying to get yourself over by fucking getting on Brock. I think Paul's level headed, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think they know at this point that Brock
needs an opponent.
Yeah, Brock needs an opponent, if Brock needs a job, if Brock's to keep his job, then they have to keep finding opponents. Because I mean, this last contract, from losing to Seth Rollins last year, I think this was the real one where it was like, well, you know, do we it is good to have Brock mm-hmm. Back on, but you know, what do you do with him? And yeah. I genuinely think that if there was no Fox deal this year, that he would have tried to go back to UFC, because mm-hmm. WWE had nothing for him. If you just let him get beat by Seth Rollins, it really just says to me that you've run out of ideas. And I just think if the Fox deal hadn't been done, I don't think they would have signed him again. I think they would have like signed him back in a couple of years' time to retire there and do the Hall of Fame and everything. But I don't think they would have like signed him on this go round, because it was just so stale. Even with Heyman was stale and everything. The Money in the Bank thing changed everything. Like, it freshened him up completely. He just feels different now again, which is and in this Royal Rumble thing, the ideas for him have just been a lot better with the whole thing. Like, since he, you know, they thought outside the box. It wasn't Brock and Paul Heyman with the belt and saying, look, I'm Paul Heyman and all this shit. It was like, I'm going to come in, I'm going to win the Money in the Bank. I'm going to beat the fuck out of Rey Mysterio's kid. Like, it's just, I'm going to enter the Royal Rumble. It's just been like different way of presenting the character completely. And I think this year, he's lucky to almost get this extra year out of it. And then again, I think he'll want to like play ball and get another year out of it as well. I mean, that's why you even, every time I think, I almost feel like you can tell when there's no plans for Brock coming up, because he'll go out there and he'll work his fucking nutsack off in the ring. Because when you're watching Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins, which was like in our list for the match of the year, I think if you're Vince McMahon at that SummerSlam or whatever, you're not looking at him and going, right, you know, we can't lose Brock. We can't just do a story where Fox won him, so we can't just put him on Fox and then drop the belt at Mania and then get rid of him again this year, because he's actually our best like performer as well. So, or one of the best performers. So, I don't know. I just think whether he does or doesn't lose at Mania or whoever he faces. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if it is the whole Kane thing, then we go to, we move on. He beats Cain Velasquez again at WrestleMania. Well, it's not going to be particularly great.
Yeah.
But then Brock keeps the belt, and then we start rolling onto SummerSlam, and we wonder who this next superstar is. Eventually, what we're going to be looking at is one of these guys that are picking up all these wins. The point I'm trying to get to and arrive to now, one of these guys on Raw that are getting all of these wins is going to get to do what Rollins did, because Rollins failed in that situation because of his girlfriend and his like lack of personality and everything. Like, he didn't succeed. So now they've like have to try again with the new version of Seth Rollins. So it's not going to be someone that isn't, we're getting all the wins now. It's going to be Black or Drew or I can't think who else is. I think it's only really out of those two, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so too.
No one else is getting win after win after win, are they? Really?
No, and there's nobody else even left.
The problem, the Royal Rumble, like not a problem, but the option that it gives you is that it does give you the option for someone from SmackDown to eliminate him and transfer over. It also gives you the option of, hold on, need to
fucking hell.
It also does give you the option of just pulling a match out with a legend. So I don't know what legends it would be. A lot of people are saying Cena or Edge. It does give you the option to let Edge come back and put Brock Lesnar out.
Like, see, and you know what? You name in these names for the Rumble, we forget that we still got need the surprise people coming in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's always the fucking most exciting part, is old-timers come back.
The most rumor that I'm seeing, I have not heard this story, so it's probably not going to happen. Yeah. It's not even rumors. It's just fan speculation. It's like, oh, well, this is what Edge is doing.
Yeah, I was going to say Edge.
Yeah, it's like, it can't be. Like, if you've come back from that surgery and, like, now all of a sudden you want to do a light schedule, you don't go in there and take the fucking suplexes on the injured part of your body.
Oh, God. Yeah, they wouldn't be able to take those at all.
Well, I mean, he's supposed to be... They all say that, like, when they come back, it's like, oh, I'm better than I was. Like, I'm better than I'm... Like, Kevin Nash is on there now. Kevin Nash has had a surgery, right?
Yeah, you see and those legs?
Like, yeah, and he's saying... and underneath it, he says... he goes, I was a paraplegic and a cripple for most of my life. He goes, I wrestled 20 years on one leg. He goes, this is the best shape I'm ever been in. Mm-hmm. And then people are going, oh, it's a comeback. People that were saying, make a comeback, were fine. People that were saying... Oh, look at him. Some guys were saying, look at him trying to fish for a comeback and all this. Like, that, they were basically just being attacked by him.
I would take it if he entered the Rumble. I always like to see him. He's in great fucking shape, too. And if his knees are fucking good, you know. Yeah, no shit. He's an old man. Fucking way better than us.
So, so we'll finish on those returns. So, Sheamus is back. Usos are back. And Big Show's back. I think who else came? Did anyone else come back on SmackDown?
I think that was it.
Yeah, Sheamus and the
Nice swerve for the Sheamus thing, because we all thought he was going to be a good guy. And as soon as he got in the ring and they ran away, I said, uh-oh.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to be a good guy from the promos he was cutting. No, from those promos, when he came in, he got that big response, but he was saying, look, SmackDown's become weak and all this, and yeah, I mean, that's like heel stuff that he was saying in the videos. But I mean, that's a guy like, I mean, they're putting guys together, it looks like, to face Roman over there. Like Miz is turning heel. He's, I don't know what he's doing with Morrison, but he looks like he's going to be a heel. And then Bray, I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm like right back to a heel fucking Miz. What the fuck?
I don't know what this whole thing is with this attitude where it's like, okay, like after WrestleMania, we'll pull that, we need to get back with Roman and do what he's doing. But it's like, well, what do you do with like the character that we're most interested in anyway? Like, you don't need to do this title change this year. You can actually leave it for a bit. Like, you don't need Roman Reigns to have this match this year. Especially not, I wouldn't do it at a stadium where people, where he can, where it's a massive letdown situation. I think it's more accepting for him to beat Bray Wyatt at SummerSlam or something like that, where, you know, it's kind of like, all right, so we had Bray as champion for nearly a year or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just think when you're crowning Roman at such a big stage, I just think people are turning around going, oh, it's him and it's WrestleMania again. It's like when it's the whole four WrestleMania main events thing that bothers people more than him actually getting the title. Nobody's ever said Roman Reigns shouldn't be the champion ever again. I never heard anyone say that in my life, not on any show or any status or anything like that. But I have heard a lot of it is about, oh, he's closing WrestleMania again. It's like the almost, what's the word? I'm trying to think. The anointment? The anointment? Yeah. Like,
you anointing.
Know, it's like we anoint the as the...
Yes, as the
face of the place, like that kind of shit. You're hurting him like with that. So I just think you just let Bray retire. You know, you do title versus career with Undertaker or something instead, which people are more accepting of. Like, and it's more Mania-ish anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this match. I'm going to the show as well, and I don't like this match at all. Like for to close out.
Yeah, and that's what it looks like we're going to get, right?
Would you like? You're not going to the show.
You're 100% right on. It's you just get that again. You don't get excited for it. You're like, even though like Hogan was always the fucking guy, it was a different time, obviously. You didn't see Hogan.
But Hogan, it wasn't coronations like that.
No, yeah, he always had the belt anyway.
You know, the thing in like the moments like when you look back, and you look at, okay, I think Hogan was coronated when he beat Andre, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Savage got his turn at 4. And then Warrior at 6. And then the thing is that I'm naming a lot of WrestleManias at the beginning because they used to be coronations in terms of we are making you the guy. And you can see who everybody's is. Brett's was 10. And
Shawn, 12.
The boyhood dreams were like the biggest because it's like Shawn won his first belt at Mania. And then after Shawn, you have Austin at 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have one for a while. Like, you can't... I mean, you have to go all the way from Austin at 14 down to Batista, because before then, after between then, it was Rock, Austin again. Triple H had a few. Triple H and Jericho was, like, a terrible, like, main event that they tried to do. I guess Brock was... When Brock won it, even he was getting his second run, so that's not an anointment. So you go all the way then to Benoit and Eddie's moment, which you need to forget about. And
yeah, never mind that.
Batista.
Never happened.
Then you go straight on to Batista. And then all through the 20s, it's just Cena, winning or retaining, winning or retaining, or Undertaker and Shawn Michaels closing out shows and all that. You go all the way down to 30, because you can't look at those Rock Cena main events as making anybody, but like you can look at Bryan's at 30.
Yeah,
Seth's is a Money in the Bank, so it's a weird one. And then after that, you're getting Roman anointed at 32. Roman gets to retire Undertaker, even though he didn't. Roman goes in there with Brock, and even 31, where Seth was the champion, that was supposed to be Roman beating Brock too. But it's like, dude, you've got to close out 4 times and you've got the firework display 4 times, and like not once has it made you popular. Like, not once have you gained any acceptance. Like, you know, it's like four firework displays, and nobody like holds any of them in any kind of high regard, mm-hmm. except for, you know, whereas like we still remember Shawn Michaels now, and it was in, and we still remember like Randy Savage picking up Elizabeth, and all of this stuff, because it was a proper way for a proper one-time coronation of these people. Like, that's why it won't work with Roman. If you make, he's getting cheered now, it's Baron Corbin, right? If you make him beat The Fiend at WrestleMania, you're going all the way back to the pre-cancer.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, that is totally. It's like all that goodwill is going to be forgotten in about 4 seconds.
Yeah.
3 seconds, actually.
And when you beat the guy, like, okay, like, do like a quick head count, like, obviously not literally, but in terms of what the eye test is going to be for that night, where you look around and see what t-shirt primarily dominates the stadium, Fiend or Roman?
Oh yeah, that's the problem. Maybe. Fiend's pretty much a fucking good guy, so you know they got problems with it.
I mean, what does he do then? Like, that's the thing. If he's a good guy and they're desperate to get him as a good guy, what does he do if he loses to Roman? Shake his hand.
That's the thing. He's the Austin good guy, you know? It's got to be the fucking bad guy good guy.
And I think that's where, like, Drew has hit the sweet spot, where if he just keeps doing what he's doing now. I don't know where it came from. I don't know if this was something that he wanted to do the whole time. I think it falls into that whole "let me be me" thing.
He was just saying, like,
but he was saying they need to let, like, why don't they? He was like, if they let me be, he was saying all the time, if they just let me be me, then I will take over. If they let me do what I was doing on the indies, this is what he was doing on the indies.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like jokey, kind of talking shit, ad libbing with the crowd, kind of shit, which he learned to do.
Yeah.
Like, all the stuff he's doing now is just everything that they let him do in Scotland.
Well, hopefully they don't fuck this up. But it's, well, you know.
It's not. This is not a 10-minute show, is it?
No, it's 32, so we're probably done at this point. Because we get to
Well, I didn't know we were going to get stuck into WrestleMania territory.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's the thing. Well, whatever we do, it's entertaining, and I think it was a lot of us good stuff that we...
Well, that's the thing. Right? As we get onto this road now, which we're on now, even though we're seeing less signs of actual matches than ever. Like, mm-hmm. I cannot tell you where we're going, and the thing is, that's because I don't know, because they don't know. So
yeah, exactly.
It's still going to be a conversation either way. Like, trying to piece this card together. And this is the main time of the year where you like want to talk about it, even if it's bad. I remember how bad the WrestleMania 29 card was, and while they were announcing it week by week, and they had fucking Daniel Bryan and people in tag team matches and all that kind of shit. I mean, that was, and they had the Shield. They used Orton and Ryback and Sheamus in a six-man against the Shield, and that card was just, when it was pieced together, I mean, that was just fucking trash. I mean, I muted the phone. The difference was is that we had Punk and Undertaker, and we had Rock and Austin, and we knew it. And Brock and Triple H was dumb as well, because he broke Shawn's arm, if you remember, and all that stuff that mm-hmm. he was doing. So we knew what those three matches were, and they didn't give a fuck about the rest of it. I would almost rather that, in terms of where they say, okay, we're going to have three absolutely massive matches scattered out between hour one, hour three, and these days like hour seven. So, shit.
God.
Yeah.
Fucking too long. That's for sure. I barely pay attention. That's the fucking problem. So,
but it is better to have it like that. Like, it's better to spread those like main events out and start knowing what they are now. Whereas, like, at the moment, we don't really know anything. We're talking very confidently about Roman and the Fiend, but at some point, you think to yourself, in 6 months' time, or even not even in 6 months' time, in fucking 6 minutes' time, as soon as the show's finished, right, you're going to be saying, after you hear the reaction that match gets, mm-hmm. right, the show's going to end, and you're going to be walking home with the person you went to WrestleMania to, and you're going to be saying, how did they not know that was going to happen? Like, how did they not know that was going to be how we reacted.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always the way. Like, they're fucking, like, you hear the story about the Viking Raiders being the Viking experience. And, like, they're like, that's what makes me feel good about the future. Because when they heard that their name was changed and they asked Triple H, is this a joke? And he shook his head and he just said, you got to go talk to Vince. So he knows at least what the fuck, you know? So I'm like, thank God when this is done with that Triple H has a fucking brain. I could fucking do this. So, all right. That's it this week. In upcoming weeks, we are going to have our Royal Rumble breakdown. And hopefully we'll actually have some inside info, which we might get from a little birdie that I know that Billy does not know. So you can get your information from me about what's going to happen. Actually, get a little spoiler. So for Billy, I've been Cav. We're out of time.